Long before men, the wild wolves ran through the valleys where the sagebrush grows. When man did arrive, he killed the wolves for their hides, left their bodies scattered in the snow. Beneath starry skies, when the moon would rise, howls echoed off to steep canyon walls. In Lamar Valley, by 1930, gone were the wolves, one and all. Across the valley floor, their songs heard no more. The forest lost part of its soul. Well, the moon did cry, tears fell from the sky, down on the valley below. Beneath the deep blue skies, where the eagles fly so high, in the shadow of the Rocky Mountain peaks, two tall timber trees running wild and free, are the wolves of Rose Creek. Well, wolves did arrive in 95 at Rose Creek, their ancestors' home. The biggest of them was a wolf they called Tim, set free in the valley roam. Majestic he stood at the edge of the woods, his silver fur thick and sleek. His strength was supreme, almost mystical it seemed, leader of the pack at Rose Creek. Beneath the deep blue skies, where the eagles fly so high, in the shadows of the Rocky Mountain peaks, through tall timber trees, running wild and free, are the wolves of Rose Creek. In that cold early spring, Dan began to sing his howl, a haunting melody. It danced with the wind, the other wolves joined in, a song as ancient as the trees. When the moon passed again and saw its old friends, its smile lit up the night sky. Once silenced by man, the wolves sang once again, moon hanging high. Beneath the deep blue sky, where the eagles fly so high, in the shadows of the Rocky Mountain peaks, through tall timber trees, running wild, are the wolves of Rose Creek. Then one tragic day, Tan and his mate strayed near Red Lodge of Montana Town. His fate was cruel, he was killed by a fool, the pride of Yellowstone gunned down. But his mate survived, and his puppies are alive, the legacy of Ten will go on. When the snowflake falls, you can hear their calls, the spirit lives on in their songs. Beneath the deep blue sky, where the eagles fly so high, in the shadow of the Rocky Mountain peaks,
A song as ancient as the trees.